Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of July 2018, and this is the 849th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm back home again. It's quite cool. I think we topped at 11 today, and I went with a friend to a flat rock on Knocklofty, and we did Qigong together. It was sunny this morning, and it was a lovely way of getting grounded back in Tasmania. In fact, we were so thoroughly engaged with our Qigong that we didn't realize how much time had passed by, and suddenly we both had to leave. But I am back, but I have had the most wonderful time away. It's easy to get into a sort of routine. I wouldn't call it a rut, because I do love being here. I love where I live. I love my home hill and the community that I have around here. But I also really love being away, and it was a great reminder that I do love being away. It was like a taster for my bigger trip at the end of the year, to be reminded that there are cities out there, bigger cities than Hobart, that you can catch trains, that landscapes are different, that languages are spoken, and just that excitement of negotiating your way around strange places. I was lucky. I had a pretty smooth run for most of the time, and didn't at any point feel totally out of my comfort zone. In fact, the worst thing that happened to me in terms of travel was that the airport a bus that I was supposed to catch in Hobart didn't turn up. So that wasn't a very good start to the trip. But after that, everything really went very smoothly. And I was staying on a lovely little promontory, I think you'd call it, mostly national park, that particular part, with a little subdivision from 1913, I think, that on one side, which had sort of been built with shacks and fishing in mind. So the little place that we stayed in had its own jetty that went out over the water, and that was where I did my Qigong when I was away. And it was sunny every day, 20 degrees, cold at night, about 3, but just a very, very comfortable temperature. And being in the same space as two other writers felt made the space feel kind of energized for writing. We all went with very similar intentions and a similar idea about how days would unfold individually and as a threesome. And both the people I went with were lovely, and it flowed, and we ate well, and we laughed, and we wrote, spent our days writing. And I also did some long walks. I got lost on my first day, but after that, I decided I didn't really want to spend all my time walking. I was there to write. So all in all, it was a really good thing to do, and I enjoyed it, and I've come home feeling energized and ready to do more. In fact, yesterday I had a 3-hour cave session of writing to make sure that the momentum didn't flag too much. So that's me, and over the next few days I will post the odd photograph of where I've been. But not today. Today I'm going to post a picture of two broken cups. And it marks the first day of my 10 things a day throwout commitment. Almost to the day, 5 years ago, in July 2013, I began to throw out 10 things a day. And I did it for about 100 days. Well, I did it for exactly 100 days, possibly more. But I know I did it for 100 days without any break. And it made a really big difference to my to the feel of my house, and it's about time I did it again. So I've just started that today, and last time I stopped because I went to Europe, and I think the reason I started was because I was going to go away and my house was such a mess, and I think that the motivation is the same this time, but I haven't quite got 100 days before I go. But I will do it up until I leave, and that'll be, well, it'll be at least 75 days, so I should get rid of quite a bit by then. It's such a long time ago, I can't quite believe that I've now managed to accumulate another 5 years worth of stuff. But I have, and it's ready to shed again. It's time to shed again. So the two cups that I'm throwing out, I know most people would throw out broken cups if they broke, but these two had a certain value to them, a value added. I think my ink cup, which is one of my more recent acquisitions, had become my writing day starter. So I would have a drink in that and put it down on the desk, and it would remind me that ink needed to flow. And well, as you can see, I broke it, but I couldn't quite bring myself to throw it away. And I've had the bit with the ink pot on it sort of propped up in my kitchen. But time to throw it out. The other one has a longer pedigree. In fact, it either came from that time I went to Europe in 2013 or the time before in 2010. And I bought it at a little place called Slightly Foxed, a bookshop in London, a lovely little second-hand bookshop that is also a publisher. Excuse me, I'm just going to cough. So I can't remember that. I remember where I was walking to, and remember wanting to see that because a friend in Tasmania had told me about this bookshop called Slightly Foxed, and I just love the quote on it. I love the idea of eating muffins with Coleridge and butter coming through them. So I haven't wanted to let go of that, but I figure that now is the time. And so both of those things are going, and I've just been giving them a little bit of appreciation before they go. I wonder whether you might like to do 10 things a day throw out as well. If you'd like to join in, it would be lovely to have company. And I'm going to mention my 10 things a day from now on as a way of keeping myself honest. Of course, I've only got 5 podcasts a week, and there are 7 days a week, but I figure that if I can make sure that I'm answerable for 5 days a week, then the other 2 shouldn't be too hard. I do hope that you've had a great week this last week, that you've been able to do something special maybe, or if not, that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you. I've been very lucky. I've been able to really enjoy the change and be even more absorbed in my writing than I usually can be. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.